Most people start to discover who they are in middle and high school. They find out they're passionate about writing or math or playing the oboe. It wasn't any different for Lorenzo. Well, maybe a little different. Radioactive's Megan O'Kelly has the story of Lorenzo's unconventional discovery of his own passion.
I was a freshman at Roosevelt High School. It was homecoming and our football team had been crushed. As it started getting late, the energy sunk even lower. People were mostly slow dancing. It was all Taylor Swift at this point. Just then, a familiar tune started to play. The thinning crowd began to roar. A spotlight came on. As Michael Jackson's first lyrics shook the room, I saw a skinny kid with short brown hair and a sparkly glove begin to dance.
When I impersonated, I just kind of would think, what would Michael do?
The skinny kid was Lorenzo Manuel, now a senior. But he just goes by his first name, Lorenzo. His story started when he was 13 years old. A lot of things changed the night Michael Jackson died, but for Lorenzo, it was a near cosmic shift.
Well, the night he died, I had this dream where I was in a field and he was at an ice cream cone stand and he gave me this ice cream cone.
This mystifying dream had an unexpected effect. Lorenzo felt called to impersonate Michael Jackson. He had just been diagnosed with autism, though he had known his whole life that he didn't quite fit in with the other kids. He couldn't handle the social pressures of middle school, and already he was being bullied.
Well, before I used to get bullied a lot for having autism and just kind of being different from the rest of the people. People were bullying me because I was a little bit more feminine, because I was more artistic, and people would call me gay. And even though I am gay, back then it was just hard and I didn't know it then.
His mom, Christine, remembers him coming home from school every day depressed and confused about the teasing.
Well, as his mother, it was really hard. I had considered taking him out of the one school and transferring him to another school.
But impersonating Michael Jackson changed all that. With Lorenzo's newfound passion, he started having easier interactions with his peers. He would even pretend to be Michael Jackson when he felt uncomfortable in social situations. He felt a connection to Michael. They were both shy people with an almost obsessive interest in music. When he couldn't rely on his own skills, he called on Michael's. The response he got for impersonating Michael Jackson surprised him.
I would say it was very accepting, especially for my dad. I was very surprised with that because he's usually very critical. And the fact that he was pretty accepting of it made me kind of, that's one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to keep pursuing it.
Impersonating Michael made it easier for Lorenzo to interact with other people. His idol is ever present in his life, even in his room.
Can you just describe to me kind of what is here?
I have my Michael Jackson cutout from the Bad Era. Then I have some collectible dolls. Like, this one's still in the box. And this one's from 1995, I think, which is from when I was born. So it's kind of cool to have that. He actually signed on this paper. See, that's his writing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But being Michael wasn't enough. Now, through years of studying how to be someone else, Lorenzo has found a way to be himself. Through Michael, he has found acceptance for his own creativity and ingenuity.
I definitely knew I was an artist because of all the different phases I've gone through, like with drawing and painting and acting and singing and dancing and music and photography. I mean, I just knew that I was meant to do something in the arts.
Now his days of impersonation are behind him.
I really want to pursue music because along the way I've started writing my own music and I really enjoy that, and performing as myself now is a lot, I feel a lot more free and it's nice.
For Radioactive, I'm Megan O'Kelly.
When the monster demons come, don't let them run your life. The creepy creatures in your mind make you shiver through the night. The sharp teeth and the cold breath that try to eat your soul. Don't go into the darkness, cause they'll make you feel cold. So run away, look at me. Go run away, look at me. So run away, look at me. Go far away, look at me. run away, don't run away, don't run away. Go far away, don't run away, go far away.
And that's Lorenzo performing one of his original songs in his bedroom.